Boeing officials say the company's top priority this year is to fix the battery problems that grounded its 787s. Boeing made that pledge while reporting a fourth quarter profit that topped Wall Street estimates this morning. Demand for new jetliners is soaring. Still, as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, the crisis over the 787 Dreamliner is casting a shadow over what should be a glittering year.
It's been 2 weeks since the FAA grounded Boeing's Dreamliner fleet. At issue, lithium-ion batteries, their wiring and charging systems. The latest statement from the National Transportation Safety Board is that the investigation has gone microscopic. The battery that led to a fire on a 787 is on a slab at a military installation in Maryland. Under the microscope is the entire design and build of the plane, with no relief in sight. The days tick on.
This is very disruptive, no question.
That's Michelle Merluzzo, head of G2 Solutions, an aerospace consulting firm in Kirkland. He says there's no point projecting the damages now, with so much still unknown.
We're early in this process, and Boeing can turn this around, you know, very quickly, hopefully.
Merluzzo says inside Boeing, there's a sense of urgency to find a permanent solution. In the investment community, there's a renewed focus on calculating risk. Boeing sold the Dreamliner as a plane whose production would improve shareholder value. Farming out work abroad kept expensive American labor costs down. But that hurt Boeing even before this latest crisis, says Richard Abulafia, analyst for Boeing at Thiel Group.
This was supposed to be an $8 billion jet, with Boeing footing the bill for about half of that. In reality, it's become a 20-something billion dollar jet, with Boeing footing the bill for almost all of it. Meanwhile, the 787 is extremely expensive, and every day that they're not putting them out the door is, of course, money lost, and the risk that additional cash goes to Airbus.
That's Airbus Industry and the A330. Boeing fans call it an inferior plane compared to the Dreamliner, but it is allowed to fly. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.